Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. And now we've heard all the rumors, but Fight Island is finally here. This weekend's UFC 251 is set to be the best yet, with big names stepping into the octagon all throughout the night. It's an event you don't want to miss. There's no better place, though, to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, DraftKings offering all new users a special odds boost on this weekend's headline fight. Bet $20 and you win $100 on either fighter. This week, it's full of action, golf, European soccer, all the way to Abu Dhabi for Fight Island. And DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. What you need to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use KSN as the code when you sign up. For a limited time, new users can get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight this Saturday. Bet $20 and win $100. Yep, that's right. No matter who you pick, your odds will be boosted $20 to win $100. So head to DraftKings Sportsbook now and sign up with code KSN. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. This is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. And Dustin, we spent last segment talking about Penn State running back, specifically Saquon Barkley, and what he meant to this program. Let's now get into more specifics and his legacy and what he has created in that running back room. Following Saquon Barkley, there's been top recruit after top recruit coming in, and not only have they gotten top recruits, but these guys, once they get to Penn State, it seems as if the ghost of Saquon Barkley is still in that workout room. And you see, guys, and I'll start with Miles Sanders, who came in the year after Saquon Barkley. He did his time sitting on the bench behind Saquon, and then he became a top pick in the NFL draft. He's now a star running back for the Eagles. I would present Miles Sanders as Exhibit A of the Saquon Barkley legacy, correct?
I would say absolutely. And I think, you know, when you boil down, I know we'll talk about Journey Brown and what's going on now a little bit later, but just if you think about what message James Franklin can share with top running backs based on this, obviously Saquon is Saquon. The film speaks for itself. You have a chance to come here and make that kind of impact. But Miles Sanders, you know, is a little different story. You know, I think his recruiting and development success, it's not like Saquon. Saquon was an immediate hit, and he never stopped being a hit for 3 years. Miles Sanders had to wait his turn big time, and they pulled his red shirt as a freshman. It didn't go great. You know, they thought they could get a lot of value out of him on kick returns and justify that. That experiment, I think, just didn't work out all that great. He had ball security issues even going through his sophomore year, where Saquon dominated the snap count so much so that Miles Sanders really got limited work for 2 years at Penn State. And then he just showed all it took was 1 year. You know, ball security issues, a forgettable freshman year, and it was all in the past. When he took the reins, he started, he was the workhorse, and he was phenomenal as a junior. And I think it just went to show, you know, from a running back standpoint and even from a, you know, recruiting standpoint, it's a good point. It's a good piece of evidence to say, hey, no matter where you came from, this is a reason to stick it out. You know, it's not going to be perfect all the time. It's not going to be Saquon's journey for everybody. But for Miles Sanders, you know, he stuck it out. He was patient. He waited his turn. He got it. And he leveraged that into a shot in the NFL. And I think his success story is probably more applicable to future running backs than Saquon's is. You know, the idea of being in a crowded running back room and for you to just keep you know, plying your wares and waiting your turn. And when you get your turn, making the most of it. That's probably the same message he's sharing with Devin Ford and Noah Kane and Keziah Holmes and Kevon Lee. You know, it's exactly the message he wants all present and future running backs to hear.
Well, and when you talk about the running back room, this could be any position in college football. It's both about who can you recruit, who could you bring in from high school, and hopefully you can get the best players possible. And then the development, which especially at the running back position, really starts in the weight room. And Saquon Barkley set that standard. So going forward, judging Penn State post Saquon, out of the five recruiting seasons since then, four out of the 5 years, Penn State has gotten a top rate, at least one, and twice they've gotten two top rated running backs. And the only year that they didn't get a top running back was 2017. And oh, by the way, the guy they actually got was Journey Brown. You know, I mentioned earlier, Saquon Barkley was ranked 119th, which meant people rated 118 players better than him. Journey Brown was ranked 919th. The people who are professionals at this found 918 better prospects than Journey Brown. He got to Penn State, and you saw I made reference to his run in the Cotton Bowl, and I didn't mean to trivialize it because it was spectacular, but what it also showed us fans that he's not just a track guy. This is a tough football player, and it looks like he learned his lessons from Saquon Barkley in the workout room as he broke tackle after tackle in that Cotton Bowl. So Journey Brown might be the best example of Saquon's legacy, correct, Dustin?
I think that's fair. And I think just from a, so you talk about Charles Huff moving on and now Jaywan Sider, and you have clearly seen the development continue. They're still excelling in that way. And I think the foundation is there between James Franklin and especially Dwight Gault. What they envision a running back needs and how they cultivate that is something that's going to live on as long as those guys are around. Miles Sanders, for example, he arrived, he was a five-star, but he was a pretty narrow kid. You know, he was around, I think around 190 pounds. But then you saw him when he became Penn State starter, how thick his legs had gotten. And clearly that's something that the Penn State coaching staff and the strength staff really believe in is a core. It's an essential when you're talking about playing the running back position, because he came out really looking like Saquon from the bottom down. That was not the kid who arrived on campus. And I think from a technique and from a strength and speed and conditioning standpoint, Penn State they continue to do what they believe in. And now you're seeing results for Journey Brown too, where I think you've seen the progression physically, but I think for him, it was like that light bulb moment from, you know, being a kid who shows all the attributes to being a true running back. And I think where he came from and, you know, his blue collar roots, so to speak, and how nobody really wanted him as a high school recruit, you're going to start to see that more and more in the way that he runs. He's going to run with an urgency and a desperation and a hunger. And that to me is what you saw in the Cotton Bowl. And it was kind of that attitude of just not being denied. And there's to a certain extent, if you're not a low three-star recruit, you know, like you're not running for your livelihood, so to speak. And I think that's something that's unique about Journey Brown. He's going to bring to the table is that, you know, never say die attitude. And it's not to say that four stars and five stars don't have that, but I think he's got that true. It's a cliche. He's got that chip on his shoulder. And when you add that to how much he's improved as a pure running back and how fast he is, how quick he is getting through holes, you know, you add that sort of determination, and it's a powerful combination that we're just beginning to see. If that Cotton Bowl performance is any indication of what's to come, I think there's going to be Journey Brown's going to have a very special year. And I think, you know, to your point, it all goes back to what's been established in that running back room and what's been established in that weight room for what these guys are trying to accomplish.
And it wasn't just the Cotton Bowl, but the last several games, which leads me to, let's look forward to the 2020 season, Dustin. And it's not just Journey Brown, but it's Journey Brown, Noah Kane, Devin Ford. Ricky Slade is no longer there. We don't know what would have happened if Ricky Slade had gotten more opportunities. But this year, how do you see that rotation? Journey Brown, Devin Ford, Noah Kane. I think Ford and Kane have shown that they deserve reps also. Will they be able to do this three-man rotation and keep everyone happy?
Boy, I think you have three good personalities from what I can judge, who won't be quick to run away from it. Like Devin Ford, for example, there's a decent chance like he's the odd man out again. I think they're going to try to make every effort possible to get him more reps because he deserves them, because he works for them, because he's very, very talented. But running through three guys, I mean, it's got to come at somebody's expense. You know, Journey Brown has proven he deserves to be something that resembles a workhorse. I know that when you have a bunch of bodies, how you define a workhorse is a little bit different. Noah Kane, I think his role is going to be pretty much the same as it was last year. I don't know how much growth we're going to see in his role and what they're going to ask him to do. So I think they need to make opportunities happen for Devin Ford. Now, we could see this offense skew a little bit more towards the run than it has in the past because that's what it's built for. That's where the strengths are up front in the running back room. You're not sure what all you've got at wide receiver just yet. So the whole combination, it makes sense to lean on the run more than ever. But it is really difficult to get three deserving guys the number of reps that they deserve. So I'm very curious to see how they go about trying to do that.
All right, real quickly, I think they're at least better off with three than four like they had last year, and I'm really anxious to see more of Devin Ford. And then we have the incoming freshmen, Keziah Holmes and Kayvon Lee. So they continue this tradition of bringing in these very good running backs, right, Dustin?
Yeah, and they're two different players. You know, Kayvon Lee is more of a north-south runner, kind of plants that foot, gets upfield, and that's where he's best. He can go east-west if he needs to. Keziah Holmes is phenomenal making a cut and getting out of his break faster somehow than he did going into it. So you have two different types of players coming in. Both have a chance to be very, very good. And you're going to see this, you know, there's going to be every single season. It's clearly part of Penn State's philosophy. They're going to have three to four running backs. And the hope, I think, is that you're able to get that number one back in and out of your system in 3 years, leave early for the NFL and kind of keep that train going down the tracks.
I don't think there's any doubt that's going to be the model going forward. All right, that's it for quarter number three. Stick around quarter number four. We continue our roster review.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
UFC 251 is set to be the best yet. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, new users can get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight. Bet $20 and win $100. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook now and sign up with code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.